back in. You're listening to the Chris Gilbertson Show with Chris, and we focus on the secrets of the extraordinarily successful, where I interview experts and millionaires within the arenas of real estate, personal fitness, internet marketing, sales, anything to help you as an entrepreneur along in your journey. And again, if you want to learn how to rank on page one of Google for all your keywords, head over to chrisgilbertson.com to learn more about the power of podcasting. And today is just a short clip from the interview that I just conducted with Jeff Armstrong, one of the nation's leading experts in the owner financing and note brokering business. He's a master note broker. And here he reveals about what's going on in the note industry and why it's set to explode here in the coming years and why you want to position yourself now for the market to take advantage of it, whether you're a note broker or an investor for the upcoming trends.
Now, if you had to start over today, like square one, and you're just getting started as a real estate investor, what would you suggest people to do in today's marketplace to succeed?
That's not a fair question. I'll answer it twice. First answer is, well, obviously notes, you know, because look, if you haven't been a landlord before, buying and holding property is fine. I hear about people, and, you know, there's so many different ways to make money in real estate, and I am not dissing any of them. I don't want to disrespect any of them. You can make money. There's so many different ways to make money in real estate. But this is just my opinion and my two cents. I did the landlording thing. I did the buy and hold. I did fix and flips. I bought REOs. I mean, that's how I acquired all those properties when I was younger. And being a landlord, for me, just was not what I was meant to do. Think of it this way. Someone says, hey, I've got a $300 positive cash flow on my property. Isn't that good, Jeff? Well, yeah, that's great. I'm happy for you that you're covering your expenses and you have a $300 positive cash flow every month. But what happens when the water heater goes out and you have to put a new water heater in that property? Well, that's about $1,200 or $1,500. So there goes 4 to 5 months of positive cash flow. Where's your positive cash flow now? Non-existent. And God forbid something else happened during those 5 months and you have to outlay money and now you have negative cash flow. So I couldn't believe every year how much losses I had on every single property because of all the maintenance and all the headaches and all the turnover and all the termites and taxes and stuff that you have to deal with as a landlord. So I can see that, okay, if you buy a property for all cash, you know what, and you have some passive income, that'll cover the maintenance and everything and taxes and insurance every year, and you'll have definite positive cash flow every single year. But in reality, the reality is something's going to break. It's going to use up your positive cash flow, and it's going to be negative again.
Right.
So knowing what I know now, I would say buy notes. When I buy a note, I have no taxes to worry about, no termites, no turnover, no maintenance. Their water heater breaks, that's their problem. Their roof leaks, that's their problem. I just collect the mortgage payment. If they don't make payments to me, I have the right to foreclose and take their property away. That's all I worry about. My biggest thing every day is that I want to go to my P.O. box and get a check. I want to go to my P.O. box and open it up and find a check in there every single day I go to the P.O. box. If I have even an inkling that there's not going to be a check in my P.O. box, I will not go to the mailbox that day. I will not even want, because that will bum me out. So our goal as a note investor and as a note buyer, you know, when we say we have extreme passive income, that, you know, what, if it's a $300 payment on a mortgage or a $1,000 payment on a mortgage that people are making to us, that is 100% extreme passive income. I have no expenses on it. I have no maintenance to worry about, no taxes, no tenants, no toilets. And there's nothing like the note business. Some people might be saying and listening to this going, well, if it's so great, how come everyone's not doing it? Well, you know what? It's a very simple business, but it's just not that easy. You know, there's seven simple steps to the business. It is a business. It is not a get-rich-quick thing. It is definitely a business that takes time to develop and produce and get things to go. I've had 21 years to, you know, narrow down and tweak my marketing and my presentations and negotiating and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, thank goodness I've been able to last this year. I'm very grateful for the experiences that I've had, and I look forward to more success as well. But there's nothing like the note business. You know, in today's country, today's economy and today's real estate market across the country, you know, I would venture to guess maybe there's about 200 full-time people actually in the note business, meaning that's all they do. They do nothing else.
Wow.
And then maybe if you expand that to some part-timers and to some people that dabble in it, maybe there's 1,000 or so people across the country that are actually dabbling in the note business. But it's just, there's nothing like the note business.
Right.
You know, you can go out and you can choose to do fix and flips, and you can go out and you can make 100 offers on 100 houses and get a house and fix it and flip it and make 20 or 30 grand, and that's great. There's a lot of that going on right now. You can buy, you know, short sales. You can buy foreclosures. You can do wholesaling and all those other different strategies, and those are great. I'm just saying, knowing what I know now, if I had a choice and I had to start over again, I would still stick with notes.
Right.
How's that answer? Sorry it took so long.
No, it's fantastic. Because, I mean, it does make a lot of sense. And do you consider the note industry kind of untapped? Because it is a really small niche industry.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to say it's untapped because people have been buying notes for over 60 years now.
Right.
And people come and go and come and go. And what happens is, you know, people jump on the bandwagon when things are going good. Well, you know what? Things aren't going to go really good until 2013, 2014-ish, and the time to get in is before it gets really good, which is right now. And we're riding that wave up. You know, we're starting to come up on the crest of a wave here, and things have been happening the last several months that we see signs where this is just going to explode again. And you know, this month we closed 3 deals, and we've got 9 in the pipeline, and that'll be great to get those closed in the next couple of months. But, you know, a decent month now is closing, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 deals a month. And
wow.
When you're at the height of the market, you know, we were closing 15, 20 deals a month. So, you know, that's when it's going to be really good. But to get your base knowledge and get your experience in, you know, the best time to get into something is before it's hot, you know. And this business has been hot and cold and hot and cold. It goes up and down. But, you know, we're right on, again, how many times have I said it already? We're coming up on the crest of a wave here. Things are going to be really hot in the next couple of years. And those of us that are in the business are just, like, salivating, waiting for time to go by until it hits again.
Absolutely. Now, can you explain a little bit more about why it's going to be so hot in 13, 14? Is it because of the seasoning of the notes? Or what is the main reason why that's the
hot time? Nothing to do with seasoning. It doesn't have much to do with seasoning. It has to do with the real estate market. What happened about 3 years ago, a lot of the note investors and institutional note buyers that were out there were buying notes and securitizing them on Wall Street. So they were putting money out there, and they were buying as many notes as they could from us and securitizing them on Wall Street. When all that got shut down and they couldn't securitize anymore, and when the real estate market started going down and everything started crashing, the majority of our investors closed their doors. So one of the reasons that it's been so hard for so many brokers, a lot of brokers got out of the business, and a lot of investors had to get out of the business to start cleaning up their foreclosures and their REOs on properties that on notes where they bought properties on. And so they all kind of went out of business. But what we see happening now is we've seen some interest in some of those groups coming back into the ballgame and wanting to buy notes again with different criteria and such. And when we get more investors back into the game, we're going to have much more competitiveness in the market, and investors will be paying more for notes. For example, 3 years ago, we could sell a note for 95, 98 cents on the dollar. Today's market, if we can get 80 or 85 cents, we're jumping up and down.
Right.
So it's that the competitiveness of the investors that are going to be out there, the institutional investors, that's going to make this business grow even more. In addition, because it's so tough for people to get loans now on properties, there's a ton more seller financing going on. We've seen it. We have statistics that show that the amount of seller carrybacks, even last year in 2011, went way up from 2010. So there's more seller finance notes out there. There's more notes out there than any of us can handle. The few of us that are left in the industry, the only reason we've survived over the last few years without using institutional funds and those larger investors is we have a network of private investors, you know, individuals like myself and others that have, you know, self-directed IRAs that are buying notes for their own portfolio. That's how we've been surviving the last few years, is using those types of private investors with their own self-directed IRAs. So that's why we see it coming back so much. And once the market stabilizes, you know, a lot of our deals are getting canceled these days because of low appraisals. They're not appraising for what they sold for 6 months ago. They're not appraising for what they sold for 3 months ago. So once the market stabilizes and we can start getting appraisals for what the property sold for, we're going to close that many more deals.
Wow.
And that's all going to happen. You know, those combination of investors stepping back in, the market stabilizing, and all those notes out there, those tons and tons of notes out there, those three things are making it, you know, prime for the next couple of years for the note business just to really take off.
So if you'd like to learn more about Jeff and how to learn more about the note industry, if you want to become an investor or learn more about becoming a note broker or anything about seller finance or owner financing, head over to chrisgilbertson.com and click on my blog and check out the Jeff Armstrong interview section where you can learn more about Jeff and what he does. And again, this was the Chris Gilbertson Show, and we focus on the secrets of the extraordinarily successful. And if you want to learn more about the power of podcasting, head over to my blog at chrisgilbertson.com, Chris with a K, and I would love to show and share the secrets of podcasting with you to help you increase your business, your leads, and reach an affluent market base and have a blast doing it. So go out and make it a great day.